This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 149, Pedro's Story, how to get a 7.5 on IELTS the first time. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
On today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we are going to talk to a real student whose name is Pedro and ask him how he got a 7.5 on IELTS on his very first try. Listen up, follow his advice.
Jessica Beck, and I am not here with Lindsay today. I am here with a very, very special student. Pedro, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to talk to you. And I know that our listeners will be super excited to hear your story. All right. So, Pedro, just tell us why you're here. Why are you so special?
I don't know. I recently take the IELTS and my punctuation was 7.5.
That's incredible. What score did you need?
I was looking for the 7. That's the reason, because I took the program, the system, and 7.5 for me was great. I'm very proud of myself.
You should be. So, Pedro, why did you need a 7 on IELTS? What are you using IELTS for?
No, it was for personal reasons. It's like a challenge. I want to take a test in English and try to pass. I know that the IELTS doesn't have a specific goal. It depends on everyone. But I think that 7, it could be a nice punctuation. And that was my goal. So
okay. I think a 7 is the goal for a lot of students. And you not only got a 7, you got a 7.5. So let's talk about how exactly that happened. First of all, was this the first time you took the test, or had you taken it before?
No, it was my first IELTS.
That's amazing. Pedro, do you realize like how rare that is to get a 7.5 on your very first try?
No, not really. Not really.
It's crazy. Okay, so let's talk about how you got that then. Okay, so you chose to take our course, the 3 Keys IELTS course.
Yes.
And I'm sure you looked at a few different courses, you know. So why did you end up choosing our system?
Well, I heard your podcast, and for me it was very entertaining and very useful. So I decided to take the program. I bought some books about IELTS with practice exams and with essential words for the IELTS.
Yeah, that's what a lot of students do, right?
They just
go and buy whatever IELTS textbook and like Cambridge practice tests.
Yes, but I was very, very curious about your program, so I decided to take it. And it works, really. It works.
Well, my goodness, I think the 7.5 just kind of says it all. I mean, I am so proud.
Yeah, yes. I think you need to make a commitment with yourself to be serious and to study and to practice a lot. So maybe in my case, I need some kind of discipline. And, and the program, the 30 plan in my case was great for that, really.
Oh, okay, so you followed the 30-day study plan. So
yes.
In our course, we have the 30-day study plan and the 60-day study plan. And
yes.
You accomplished your goal. You exceeded your goal by using the 30-day study plan.
So yes.
What do you think, like, what are the benefits of using the 30-day study plan? Obviously, the discipline, because we tell you activities to do every day.
Yes,
right?
A lot of activities, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of different activities. So what did you like about it?
I like that you gave me in the program the necessary tips to go to the test and be prepared for everything. So that day, the day of the IELTS, nothing surprised me because you previously in the program, you gave me the whole information that I need. So for every part of the IELTS, and for me it was great. At the same time, it was interesting the practice that you gave me in the program, the exercises, the models, and your suggestions about the linking phrases or idioms or specific words that I need to use. So everything was great in that. Yes.
Yeah, so that's our whole goal when we created this course, was to give you exactly the information you need to prepare you for test day and none of the information you don't need, right? I mean, sometimes in, you know, it could be a textbook, it could be a class in a language school. There's going to be just fillers, right? Because people are paid to do these jobs. So they have to fill time and they have to fill pages in books, right?
Yes.
So like there's a lot of stuff there that is not necessarily going to help you. So the motto of our course is simplify, practice, succeed. So that's, you know, for every exercise I was writing, for every practice test, for every video lecture I made, I looked at that motto first.
No, it was perfect. For example, you make a lot of you always suggest that we need to be careful with the time. And especially in the case of the writing and the reading part, time is critical. The time management is critical. If you lose some time at the beginning, maybe you could miss that time at the end. You will need that time at the end. So that was very useful to, for example, in the writing part, take 3-4 minutes to plan and then write, and then have 2 or 3 minutes at least at the end to check. It was great advice
awesome.
Because time flies, really.
Oh my gosh, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, shoot, on test day, like time is different on test day.
Yes.
Time does not work the same all the time.
Nah.
Think about, you know, if you're having like a super fun day, time goes really fast. If you're in a difficult situation, time can go really slowly sometimes,
yes.
Right? And on test day, it's the same. Like time changes. Your brain is going so fast on test day because you're trying to remember so many pieces of information and produce like the best, you know, skills that you can, that you don't even realize how fast.
Like
it goes so fast.
Yes, yes. Suddenly the 40 minutes it finished, so it's very difficult.
Right.
Today, you are learning how Pedro used our course to score a 7.5. If you want to learn more about the Three Keys IELTS success system, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and watch the video on the homepage and get into your trial. Your trial is just $1 for the first 3 days. See you at IELTS.allearsenglish.com.
So, Pedro, if you could think back to all the preparation that you did, I mean, because you did, obviously, you worked a lot, not just with our course, like you studied a lot. You have to be a hard worker in order to achieve a result like you did. So if you think about all the preparation you did, what do you think helped you the most on test day?
Okay, besides the course, I think that, well, I read a lot. I read every day some articles in the Washington Post or the New York Times or Boston Globe. And I read a lot of sports articles because I love sports. So I follow some journalists or sports writer in Twitter. So I read a lot of articles of sports too. And I watched a lot of TV programs in English, especially my favorite series or news. Maybe I will recommend probably to watch the programs in Discovery Channel or in Animal Planet, because, for example, in the reading, one of the parts was about lizards and skinks, and I never read an article about lizards.
That's so funny. That's true, though. There is often, like, especially in reading passage 3, there's often some sort of very specialized article, and it's, you know, there. It's usually of a scientific bent of some sort. Could be biology, could be technology, you know, but it's often going to be of some sort of scientific bent. So that's a really good piece of advice, actually. And you could, I mean, if you guys have access to Netflix, you know, our listeners, there are lots of documentaries on there. I know you could go online and go to YouTube, for example, and look up NOVA documentaries, because those are all about nature and science, NOVA, NOVA. But then you could go to the websites of the channels that Pedro was talking about, like Animal Planet, Travel Channel, Discovery, because they're going to have lots of videos that you guys could watch.
It's very helpful. It's very helpful. Maybe another suggestion could be to practice not only with headphones but without headphones too, because right. I practice always with headphones, and the test is with a speaker, it's not with headphones. So I need some moments to adequate to the speakers, because any situation or any noise could distract you, and it could be you could lose the answer of some question, because you know that in the listening is only one time that you can but it was great.
Yeah, we talked about that on a recent podcast episode, actually. Mm-hmm. I think that was when we were talking about the rumors that students spread about the IELTS test with, like, really bad information. And some people think there are headphones or whatever, but, you know, no. So Pedro's right. You have to practice the test day situation. So yes. I think in that previous episode, we talked about finding like a room with not great sound, a big room, for example, and listening to something on the CD player. Just get used to what that sounds like and how much work your ears have to do.
I need to say that everything is neat that day in IELTS. Everything is on time, and later they send you the results the day that they previously told you. And I think that with the correct preparation, IELTS is not a monster, no? And I think that a podcast like yours and programs like yours and books like you can find in Amazon, like Cambridge or Barunes, etc., could help you and to be prepared and forget about the rumors or about the myths about the IELTS and focus in practice, basically, and study.
That's excellent advice, Pedro. Yeah. I think that's a good place to end, actually, because you summarized how to prepare like perfectly. That's all the advice that we need, right? Just work hard. IELTS is a very well controlled, well designed test.
Yes, I mean,
It's been around for a super long time, you guys. Like, you don't even know how many rules and checks. And I mean, it's crazy. Like, the administration of this test is a science. These guys know what they're doing.
Yes.
Trust that's going to go well, right? Don't worry about them, that they're going to do their job. But also, guys, you need to do your job. Choose a course like ours, like Three Keys IELTS. You guys can go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. You can actually try out our course for $1. And then you could, you know, see if it suits you, if it suits your study plans. And then, you know, go ahead and get into our system.
Yes, so it works. It works. I don't know you. I don't know you. I'm not work for you. But it works because it's very, very helpful and very useful. And I'm very happy that I decided to take the program. Obviously, I'm very happy to take seriously my preparation for the IELTS. And I want to say thank you to you, really, because you helped me a lot, really, really. Because
my pleasure.
Yes, at the same time, you are always available if during the program. If I need, if I have a doubt, you always were available, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about our course is that closed Facebook group that the students can post questions at any time and Lindsay or I are going to reply like immediately in a lot of cases.
Almost immediately.
I'm always checking it, right, to answer student questions. And then we also have, you know, additional options in the course, like the Power Hour. Pedro did one of those.
Yes.
You could sign up and you could meet me on Skype or Google Hangouts, and I'll give you some feedback on your speaking and writing, like personal direct feedback that's going to directly raise your score on the exam. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't be happier. Thank you so much, Pedro, for coming on the podcast today. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks to you.
Right. Have a good day, Pedro. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.